Sagde direktøren om Howard Gore. G-O-H-R. G as in George. G-O-H-R. H as in house. Gore. Howard. H-O-W-A-R-D. Date of birth 7/22/42. Date of visit 3/23/22. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and abnormal chest x-ray. Next paragraph is prison illness. This is a 79-year-old white male with a ancestry of hypertension and history of hyperlipidemia and depression, had a recent chest x-ray, which reportedly showed basilar densities, likely scarring. Period. The patient has some shortness of breath with activity, and he has a prior history of exposure to dust and asbestos, and has an occasional cough but denies any wheezing. The patient did have a previous right upper lobectomy for granulomatous disease and has chronic scarring in the right lung. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. He has history for depression, and he had right upper lobectomy in July of 71 for histoplasmosis. He also had carpal tunnel surgery in the left wrist, lumbar laminectomy at L5 and S1, left hip replacement surgery, cataract surgery of both eyes, and multiple bladder surgeries for bladder tumors, and surgery for lumbar stenosis at L3 to L5. He has anxiety attacks. Next paragraph, allergies to Keflex. Next paragraph, med list included losartan 50 milligrams daily, escitalopram 5 milligrams daily, tadalafil 5 milligrams daily, omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Crestor 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years. Alcohol use moderate. Lives with his wife. He has a previous history of asbestos exposure and dust exposure when he worked as a fireman. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of pneumonia and mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient complains of some shortness of breath, occasional cough, no wheezing. He has no abdominal pains but has reflux, denies weight loss or fatigue, no glaucoma, no dizziness or hoarseness. No, he has urinary frequency and sometimes hematuria, and he has no chest or jaw pain. He does have anxiety attacks. His joint pains and muscle stiffness and numbness of the extremities from neuropathy. Denies skin rash nor itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male alert, pale, no acute distress, no clubbing or peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 125/70, pulse is 80, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 196, saturation 98. HENT had normal cephalic, pupils reactive, sclerotic, clear throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest, distant breath sounds with occasional crackles at the right base. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are diminished bilaterally. There are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD. And number two is mild pulmonary fibrosis, right lower lobe. Number three is history of hypertension. Number four is depression. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. He will get a CBC complete metabolic profile and an IgE level, and also use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit to be arranged here in 4 weeks. Can you please add in the final diagnosis, bladder tumors. Thank you. Copy of this for Dr. Jeffrey Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N-D-O, Jeffrey Friedman, D-O. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.